Welcome back to the broadcast, my friends. You got to love it. Thanks, Mike. That's the Allman Brothers with Revival. We're back with Gary, Lori, and Chris, and it's Eric the Freedom Screamer on the RBN Network. Support the network, won't you? If you like what you hear, please show it. Support the sponsors and support the network. So we're back with, who did we leave off with at the top of the hour? Who did I interrupt? Was it Gary or Lori? Was it you, Gary? Did you want to finish up any thoughts, Gary, before we go back to Lori?
No, it was Lori you were going to. I yielded.
Okay, very good. Lori, do you want to get back on what you were talking about? This is very important that we talk about this tonight. I think I'm really glad we're opening up. I did not know we were going to go here tonight, and I'm big on this. You know, Lori's laying out making some fantastic points tonight about what is the minority. I mean, is it a color thing? No, it's not. It's a persecution thing. And that's why we're here, and that's why I do what I do. I can't speak for Lori, and Gary and Chris, but I know them pretty well, and they're motivated by a sense of justice and righteousness. None of us get paid for this. I wish we did. And beyond that, you know, I'll just turn it back over to you, Lori.
Sure. And, you know, the illusions that the mainstream media keeps on pushing, the narrative, the quote-unquote white supremacy, the white nationalists, and you hear this, all this stuff about Confederate flags. Please know your history is not a Confederate flag. It was never a flag of the Confederacy. It was actually a flag that was a battle flag that they keep on worried about. The KKK normally flew the American flag, not the rebel flag. And what happened was the flag in and of itself was so close to the American, the United States flag, the red, white, and blue, that people were getting killed on the battlefield. Thus, they made a different flag, which was the battle flag that everybody is calling the Confederate flag, which allegedly is for racism and had nothing to do with that. The reason they want these statutes and these Confederate things down, they don't want you to know your history. They don't want you to know the Confederation actually had to do with the people were above. God was above the people. People were above the state. The state was above the teeny tiny central government. They don't want you to know the power that you really truly have. Research your history before falling into the narrative. Now, to prove about mainstream media got busted big time trying to push this very scenario once again, but they did it in a small Cambodian community. Now, Maya Shea, she's a reporter for ABC 13 in Houston. She visited a small Cambodian community where Trump supporters were helping families to rebuild and clean up debris after Hurricane Harvey ripped through the area. Upon arriving on the scene, Shea approached the crew, which included Frances Marion, founder of the American Freedom Keepers, and told them that some people from the Cambodian community called and were concerned that there were, quote, white supremacists in their community. This accusation was followed by her pointing out the shirt that Frances Marion was wearing, which depicted the Confederate flag. So I have some audio of this. Now, I want to warn some of you, in the very end of this audio, there are a couple of cuss words. But in order to factually report, I have to allow that to be heard. So I am warning you, if there are any small children, you may not want them to listen to this audio. However, directly after overhearing the reporter attempting to defame the heroes, three of the Cambodian citizens confronted her, saying that she was being disrespectful and that the small Trump supporting crew helped them more than anyone else was willing to. They continued to say that even FEMA and the Red Cross hadn't helped at all, and that the Trump supporters were the only ones to help rebuild the buildings, clean up debris, and help the elderly in the small Cambodian community. If you would, Mike, let's go to that clip, and then we'll discuss how we fix this narrative.
Well, you inquired that. You assumed that.
We didn't assume anything.
You
we
did.
Didn't say anything.
You did.
When?
Because we were
when
just told.
When you called to ask where the temple was?
Oh, are the white supremacists
are the white
still
supremacists
here?
Still there?
What group are you with?
Why don't you ask the leader?
Which one's the leader?
Did you say that or not?
Huh?
Did you say that or not?
Well, we had some people in the community who were concerned about your presence.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
What community?
The Cambodian community.
Really?
Does this look like concerning?
No, you didn't.
Well,
no, Dasa.
What group are you guys with?
That's
you're with Confederate Writers of America.
No, right?
No,
not.
We're not.
No.
Your shirt says you're Confederate Writers of America.
Yeah, I can wear whatever shirt I want. We're
American Freedom Keepers.
What are you doing to help the Cambodian community?
Oh, you didn't research that, but you researched what you thought was news, but you didn't bother research.
You're not having that interview.
I'm having it live right now.
No, she's not having that interview.
No, I understand that you guys came down here and been meeting with the elders.
Excuse me.
Yes, sir.
If you want to discuss what we're doing here, you can discuss it with me.
What are you doing here, sir?
I'm not interested in an interview right now because we have work to do.
What kind of work are you doing?
Especially not from someone that comes into a community that we have been here for 6 days sacrificing and helping and that they have invited us here, and then you want to go around and ask the community if the white supremacists are there? Are you out of your mind? Are you out of your mind?
We're trying to find out what's going on.
No,
here,
you're
sir.
Not. You're trying to find a story that you can put on the 5 o'clock news to get ratings and sell commercials. You're not trying to find out any truth. None whatsoever. When you walk into this community and you ask them, where are the white supremacists that are helping you?
How dare you?
Are you...
Sad.
Have you looked in the mirror? Seriously.
100% sad.
Well, tell us what's going on.
No, I have no interest in telling you anything whatsoever other than...
Lost the audio. Was that...
That was actually the confrontation. No, that wasn't all of it.
Okay, maybe they chopped it before the swear words, and that's just as well. So, continue.
Well, so anyway, there is a link on my Google+. All you have to do is LoriAnderson.com, LoriAnderson.com. You can find it in my Resurrect the Republic RTR Truth Radio Broadcast collection. Oh, yes, please. We'll go ahead and play the rest of that audio for you.
I will not ask again. If I have to ask again, I will take the next step to have you removed. At their request.
What about my
please
shirt?
Please leave now.
Did you read my shirt, ma'am? Did you read my shirt?
Sure. What does that say?
Well, read it. It's English.
Oh, let's get the shot of the CRA shirt. Yep.
Anyway, folks, I just wanted to see what was going on here because we had some calls from Cambodian community.
No, you didn't.
You're on private property. You've been asked twice to leave. I'm not going to ask again.
Fucking scumbag. You see what happens when people rumorize and run their mouths about good organizations? We have to deal with stuff like this from people like this. No Cambodian called you, and you know how I know that? Because every single Cambodian here has welcomed us as family, sir.
Are
they helping you?
They've done a lot. They've been here when you guys wasn't there. They've been here since there was no sheriff. There was no. I don't want to be on
don't
camera.
Don't push me. Don't touch me. You just.
If you have
me.
A written, can, if I sign something, then yes. But please do not put me on camera because I would not like to be on camera.
We had several members of your community call us.
Several members regarding what?
Worried about
because
that.
Because we have
you're
a lot
having
of me.
Red Cross and FEMA out here to help you guys.
That's a lot.
You don't have community. But do you want FEMA or Red Cross out here?
Do you want to see
want
the video I have of FEMA yesterday and every Cambodian here asking them to leave? Because I have the feed. You weren't here for that story.
Well, do you
so do not lie,
do you
you know
FEMA?
What?
Do you want
you're not
FEMA
the only
leave?
One with a camera
sure.
and an audience, because I guarantee you I got more views than you.
We have welcomed these people to help the community.
Do not make up a story and do not lie, because guess what? You're not dealing with...
Do you want them to come back? Do you want FEMA or Red Cross to come back?
Whatever the community wants them to be here, so that's what they're going to be. They're going to be here.
They want us.
Yes.
Us.
They want all of them.
Can you show us some of the work you've been doing?
No.
Since you guys have been doing...
Look around.
You've been asked 3 times to leave. And furthermore, you do not have permission to put my face, our faces, our voices, or our recordings
and just so
onto
you,
any of your interviews.
You know you've been doing it live? So
that's different.
Good, then you can...
That's different.
It
and
is.
It's your face, not mine. And just so you know, we do have a very good lawyer. We do have a very good lawyer who's looking for
property.
People like you.
This is
okay?
Property and you've
we have a
leave.
Very good lawyer. Maybe right. you should Google her, Jody Turner. Why don't you look her up? Because
well,
people like you
they've been asked, they've been
are the ones that stir a pot
Tammy.
And a story.
Tammy.
And you falsify shit, and then we
Tammy.
Have to deal with it.
They've been
I
asked
haven't
to leave. We
falsified
have nothing more to gain from talking
oh, really?
To them.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have nothing
I came
more
here to
gain
talk to you.
I'm done talking with you.
As I've seen all your Facebook updates, and I just wanted to see what
you haven't seen my face. Who am I then? You've seen my updates.
I've seen the Confederate riders.
We're not Confederate riders. So
all
who am I?
Doing, listen, all they're doing is trying to get.
And I have
a,
and I have almost 400 people watching this
right
now.
Now.
You haven't seen shit from me, lady.
I'm
and if you did,
right
now, whatever.
Right now.
Whatever. You're.
If you're
right now, Tammy.
Do you mind showing us some of the things you've done?
You are following us.
Maya. Maya.
Sorry, guys.
Francis. Right now. Stop Francis. Following us. We have work to do. If you follow me, I'm going to take that as a threat.
Okay, go ahead.
Get in your car and leave. Thank you.
Let us
maybe
talk.
Maybe your question.
Let's go.
Anis, didn't help you.
I'm one of the head of the community here, Steve, and they are helping us. No one here to help. FEMA not in this place.
Did FEMA come yesterday?
They come what they do. All they do is just ask questions and leave. That's it. They, the one here, every single day, destroying building to building to take off all the sheetrock, mark the floor, everything, while the elder, us, getting sick and everything. They're the one help us clean up the house.
The reason I'm asking is because there's some folks who've come, some other Cambodian folks from mm-hmm. the community, they've called us, and they're worried about, what's going on. They're worried people here mm-hmm. are not getting the help they need.
Oh, no. They do. Oh, my God. They help us. They is our angel right now. They provide us, help us do anything. Door to door, every doors. We all happy. Maybe the outside is jealous of people outside. They pretend of our community, but our community here, nobody has nobody complaint.
Keep going.
Yes, you want to go have they start destroying, but now we need construction, we need material. They will help us out to all this, but material
this
we
is what happens when
and
you
what
have
they say,
media.
They
that
are not
falsifies story.
People. They are good.
It
that's
always empowers you, and no matter what you do.
You see the shirt?
No matter
it
what you
freedom,
do,
and then
it follows you.
Says,
all because of lies. Now
America.
We're here.
And then,
you guys
even though
seen us
day they are,
6 days.
This is, as long as they have
and
the community,
done,
have people not get sick,
and
I'm dying.
We still have local trash reporters.
They don't harm us. They,
calling
we
us
have a
white
meeting
supremacists.
And we ask them,
if we were
white
supremacists,
no
we wouldn't even be here.
They help us 100% with all the heart. If there's something wrong, we're not worried about right now. We worry about getting my elderly, my family, my people, community.
What they don't realize
back
is
one place.
They just
nobody
cause
come
themselves
out here
a shitstorm.
We cannot wait for 1 year or 3 months or 2 years.
Y'all can share this if
place.
You want.
Well,
I'd love that.
What about, has the sheriff come by or has any, what about the Red Cross? You don't want them here or do you think they're not helping?
Well, what we need help right now is how to build back up.
Right.
Because there's mold, we need to clean up. They clean up all the mold. They spray it, they mold, they destroy
can
us.
Can we see, do they clean up your house?
Yes,
can
they clean,
we
but...
Get the camera out, and I think maybe it's enough. Right now, there's an issue with, I don't want to be on camera. Okay, right now, we need to find out exactly why you're here, and whoever calling you...
is wrong.
Okay. Those people might not be affected by the flood whatsoever.
That's right.
They're some of the younger folks with the Cambodian community, they called us several times, and they said they were concerned about the community, and they wanted
they
to make sure you're
here.
Getting
they don't live here.
They've been here a number of times.
They've been here, but they don't live here. Only the people live here, they know.
Okay. Maya, you want to see the work all these guys have been
sure,
done? Okay.
Absolutely.
Let's go.
I'll
be back. Right. It's okay. That's your proof. Don't worry. I got you.
Thank you.
Okay,
let's show them the temple. Yeah,
why don't you show them the temple? Show them the temple.
Yeah,
show them what these people have done.
So because those guys were here,
white supremacists,
riders of America.
Shit back.
Okay, let's go ahead and stop that recording, Mike.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah,
Well, not only that, there's actually more to that clip. However, there is some pretty strong language that comes out in a little bit. Yeah. That's why I went ahead and cut it. You can find that on my Google Plus if you want to see that.
Yeah,
however,
the
this
idea.
Woman...
In comes the intelligence agency reporter. No joke. Mm-hmm. What does she want to do? Ask a bunch of questions and let me in your house to look around. What is the first
guy's first thing
complaint?
She did...
All FEMA does come down and ask a lot of questions and then leave and they don't do anything. Great. Database,
right.
Question, interrogation, database, split. That's your federal government and your media.
And the first thing she did was ask where the white supremacists were and start calling them white supremacists. So this kind of goes with the topic You know, let's be really clear. There's not many quote unquote white people, just because of the melatonin of the skin, that are pure blood. Okay? I consider myself, first and foremost, I'm a child of the King, Jesus Christ. Second of all, I'm a mutt, and I am proud of it. Get over the slavery issue. The first slaves that were in the United States of America, before it was even the United States of America, were not black people. They were Irish. Get over it. It's time to move on, because right now, because you're so focused on what happened 200 years ago, you're not focusing on the slavery that is happening to every one of us right now. Every one of us. And you're not going to be able to fight the slavery that's going on right now at the hands of a tyrannical, out of control, overbearing, unlawful, rulemaking government until you get over the propaganda you've been fed. Understand that God created you, no matter who you are, man or woman, in his own image. Each and every one of you are special and individual to Almighty God. Now, once you realize that, you don't need a group to fit in, because you know and realize how important you are and how important every individual is. You know, Martin Luther King Jr. made the statement that he wanted and couldn't wait for the day for people to be judged by the content of their character, not the color of their skin. Yet all we hear is people being judged by the color of their skin.
Hold that thought, Lori. We got a break coming up. Yep, hang on right there. We got a break. I hear the music. This is the Freedom Streamer with Lori and Gary and Chris. Hold tight. We'll be right back.
The smoke is rising in the shadows overhead.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I can get too. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order.
Welcome back to the broadcast. It's Eric with Maureen, Chris, and Gary. We appreciate you joining us tonight on this broadcast. We have the controversial conversations that we have here, and let's get over the race thing. It's not black or white. We got black people who are obsessing with problems with other people because they're white, and we got white people obsessing with the problems are, you know, due to the blacks, and it's we'd like to get past that, and none of us, all of us listeners are smart enough not to get sucked into a left-right paradigm, race war, left versus right, communists fighting fascists or Nazis in the street. They're both just two arms of the same intelligence agency operation that's desperate to keep the focus of people off the three-letter agencies, off the Federal Reserve, off the Illuminati, off the Vickers and the Vatican and the control they have over your witch's court, and it's extreme. I can assure you I've witnessed it multiple times in the New York courts, and New York is the template for the tyranny for the entire nation. Everything you see, all the garbage you see in your state, sorry to tell you, it comes from New York. I'm doing everything I can to stop it. That's all I can tell you. I apologize on behalf of all New Yorkers who really are against what's going on. I will give you this good news. 96% of New Yorkers, that's 96%, put their finger in the air to the New York gun laws that came out a few years ago, and that finger was not their thumb. 4% of the people registered their AR-15s with the state, and I thought that was a remarkably, beautifully, wonderfully low compliance rate. People were burning the registration cards and just refusing to comply.
The ones that did register will be the ones targeted for house raids.
Yep, first ones and there's a lot more than 4% of the people that work for the government. So many, many, many of their own witches government have also said, I don't think I'm going to do that. You know, so it's the only good side. The upside is a lot of people are waking up right now. Every time there's an arrest of a nurse for doing her job or somebody gets beat up or tasered or their dog gets killed, you know, we see the police. And the problem is this. The police departments are only hiring and retaining the goons and the thugs. They're not looking for just and righteous people. So, ergo, the departments don't have any really many good people in them. If you're blessed, if you have something positive. But, once again, we don't need that. In the free republic, if we're left to our take care of ourselves, and there's no infringement upon our right to bear arms, then you don't need much in the way of peace officers, just an occasional respondent to an unusual situation, and unusual situations are rare. If you took the drug war out of society, we'd have remarkable peaceful cities. If you took the government regulation off independent small business and ended the drug war, you would see prosperity come rolling back in like never before. It wouldn't matter black, white, green, yellow, pink, it doesn't
right.
matter.
Right, and I don't care color you are. I'm going to treat you the way that I want to be treated. That's just simple.
We got a couple minutes left. We got a couple minutes left here before the bottom of the hour, and then if we have time in the next half hour, I would like to read the patent on the silent sound spread spectrum that I promised to read last night, but I didn't have time, so if there's time, otherwise, if Lori has more to discuss, that's great. But we'll be back after this break. We got about a minute. Chris, are you with us? I don't mean to give you just a minute, but I wanted to see if you're there.
Well, believe it or not, I'm actually here, and I got back to the charger to get some power to my phone.
You sound good. Wow, you sound great. Speak up nice and loud, and just wanted to make sure you're there. If you want to chime in during the next half hour, that's great. We still have Lori and Chris and Gary and Eric. You're listening to the RBN Network. Don't forget to get your jury nullification flyers downloaded. Pass them out to everybody you can. Your behind might be in the sling in the witch's court someday, and you'll be wishing you handed out more of those jury nullification flyers. It's essential to your freedom. I mentioned two solutions last night. I'm going to mention two more tonight. Last night it was buy local, fix local, and pass out jury nullification flyers. I'm also going to highly recommend the common law or citizens grand jury to indict the government prostitutes that are committing tyranny and treason.
And let's not forget recall, Eric.
Oh, that's a really good one, recall. Let's use that for the second one, and I'll add a third, which is a common law, an unincorporated county with a charter that's based on common law and constitutional restraints and protections. And we'll be right back after this break. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer with Lori and Gary and Chris and everybody out there. We appreciate you joining us. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Hang with us, everyone.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's ANGIOPRIM.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to the broadcast. Thanks for joining us. It's Eric with Lori and Gary and Chris and everybody out there. We appreciate you tuning in tonight at the RBN Network. So, Lori, anything else you want to discuss tonight? What else is on your, anything else? We got a little time left. You want to stay with us?
Oh, absolutely. How are you feeling? Absolutely. I'm feeling all right. But I do have some new news to share with you all as well. Remember, we were discussing the nurse who Officer Payne, I use that term loosely for that gentleman, and the term gentleman loosely as well. The police officer that wanted to do the unconstitutional blood draw, and the nurse stood up for the unconscious man's unalienable right because the officer didn't have a warrant. The man wasn't under arrest. He wasn't even suspected of committing a crime. Well, new news is coming out on several levels, and one is that the unconscious man just so happened to be a part-time police officer from a different area. Just saying. On top of that, another police officer that, or he's no longer a police officer, but he used to be, he has come out exposing the face of tyranny, and it says, quote, this was reported by the Free Thought Project. Last week, the world was exposed to the face of tyranny as they watched the body camera video of Detective Jeff Payne arresting nurse Alex Wubbles for refusing to violate the law and warrantlessly draw blood from an unconscious crash victim. Police apologists were speechless and were unable to justify the cop's abusive behavior caught on video. And now, as news of the arrest continues to spread, even police are coming forward to expose what one whistleblower is referring to as, quote, an ongoing failure at the highest levels of police. When good cops, when good cops sit back and do nothing as bad cops lay waste to the rights of innocent citizens, those good cops become bad ones. Those who remain silent in the face of tyranny are complicit in its growth. Eric Mostos, a former Salt Lake City police officer, is now crossing the thin blue line and refusing to remain silent in the face of said tyranny. In an epic rant on Facebook, Mostos lays bare the corruption and the problems boiling up through the departments across the country. Quote, since the Nurse Wubbles incident's arrest in SLC, I feel it is time to tell my stories, the real stories. This post is just one of them. First, I love the American police officer. I was one. In my opinion, the things they go through every day are unparalleled to any profession in our country, with the exception of the military. I know what their families go through daily, wives and kids especially. We need cops. We need good cops. More importantly, we need law and order in America. With that said, I believe we need to have a real conversation about a giant elephant in the national room regarding law enforcement and how some of these departments operate deep down. More importantly,
well, let me
from
hold it.
Top
Can you
down,
pause right there? I just want to interject right there. The reason we have these out-of-control departments is because there's this law and order mentality that goes too far. It's like they're almost two things are mutually exclusive, and you can't have freedom. That whole law and order mentality has to go and get rejected, or we're going to have it breeds these out-of-control departments. There can't
right.
She's,
well,
she's
I'm
trying
address
to be nice
that.
And generous to the system and say, well, I know we got to have like lots of police Nazis, street Nazis running around to make it safe and everything to make America safe again and strong again and proud again. But, you know, this was a really egregious failure. It wasn't a failure. This is a symptom. This was by design. This is a symptom.
No, that's
of
what he's exposing.
You know what I'm saying?
He exposes it. Yes, he exposes it. It says, I believe it's some administrations that put officers more in harm's way than even a bad guy could. Mustos was publicly chastised for refusing to perform in a gay parade. Pride in a gay pride parade in 2014, which eventually cost him his badge and gun. To be clear, Mustos did not refuse to act as protection for the parade. He only objected to performing acrobatics on his motorcycle as part of the parade, citing religious reasons. However, Mustos points out his choice to exercise his religious freedom was an easy way for the department to get rid of him for actually being a good cop and exposing the corruption within. Mustos writes, what the public doesn't know is that I was passed up for two positions before ultimately joining the motorcycle squad in 2013. Why? I was ordered to arrest five people, misdemeanor arrest, per day as part of a quota. Not just traffic tickets, but misdemeanor arrests.
Oh,
I told
nice.
My sergeant, no. That night, after only getting three arrests, I was ordered to stay after shift another hour without pay and was screamed at in front of my squad in order to arrest two more people that night. While the rest of the squad went home, I still would not do that, and that was the beginning of the end. What Mustos is referring to here takes place in departments across the country. TFTP has exposed multiple quota systems just like this, in which cops are not only told to write tickets but also make arrests. As TFTP points out, good cops who expose quota systems or refuse to participate are often fired, threatened, or worse. This is what happened to Mustos. Now, let me finish this real quick, and then I'm going to expose some really neat stuff for the police officers who may or may not be listening to the show, and for some of the other ones who I know are listening. My name started to get tarnished in the police department among the upper brass. This was an order I actually refused, not a parade. This is where it started for me and my family. It was unconstitutional, which I specifically told my sergeant, and it was later conveyed to the administration. The current administration knows of this story and many other scandals I am prepared to tell in the next several weeks and has done nothing about them. This seems to be their MO, cover up after cover up until it hits the press. As TFTP pointed out, what Mustos is referring to actually happened in the case of Nurse Wubbles. Despite the rights violations and clear signs that the forced blood draw was an attempt to cover up police incompetence, the department never acted until after the video went viral. Today, the department is embroiled in yet another scandal, and I'm tired of it. This one involving an arrest at the University of Utah Hospital, which they knew about for weeks before and did nothing. Today, they said there is no acceptable reason why people weren't placed on administrative leave. I'll tell you the reason. They didn't want to take acceptable responsibility and do the right thing. Mustos goes on to say how he thinks racism in policing is not as big of a problem as forcing cops to make mandatory stops. I've never met a racist cop in my 7 years on the PD. I don't believe it's racism that runs rampant in police agencies. However, quotism does. Mandatory stops? Why? All for statistics that lead to federal and local funding revenue for some police agencies. Even if an individual police officer isn't racist, the system they support certainly is. As TFTP has noted, the mandatory stops for drugs, seatbelts, window tint, license plates, lights, and other victimless crimes hit black communities the hardest. Mustos wants to change this, and he intends to do so by exposing it. He is also ready to face the backlash, and he is going to receive by doing so. So with that, I want to say this. individuals who follow me on Google Plus and some other things keep trying to justify and say it was implied consent. You know, they were saying that, oh, the cops were allowed to do that. So I'm getting ready to give some information that you may want to look up and pull out, because one of the individuals was quoting a 1989 decision by the Supreme Court. So I'm getting ready to tell you. I am going to provide proof that the U.S. Supreme Court and the Pennsylvania Supreme Court have ruled that blood draws without consent unless you have a warrant are unconstitutional. No,
well, let me just start off by saying there's no such thing as implied consent. There's the, once again, there's the Masons in the bar giving you legal definitions that have nothing to do with reality. It's like that bizarre, absurd oxymoron.
But they're trying to use implied consent because of the signature on the driver's license.
Oh, I know. Well, they love to make it up, but I'm letting people know that implied consent is not real. It's a completely if you don't specifically consent to something, there's no implied consent. Like, oh, you didn't say anything. Well, if you're not told that you're in a trust, there's no such thing as compliance. There's deceit on their part, and then there's absolutely no consent on our part. So unless you specifically consent to something, and then often that's done under duress and torture, like Tom LaCavara, that doesn't count either. So don't ever believe this. I mean, Lori's just reporting, but I'm saying the people that Lori's reporting on that are using these words, implied consent, these are Masonic, inverted oxymorons. That means two words that mean the opposite of one another, being used to mean one thing. It's like constructive possession. There's no such thing. To possess something, it has to be in your hand. You cannot possess something because it's in the same room. And they're holding Tom LaCavara for over a year now on a constructive possession charge. Shane Bennett, a whole list of other people as well. So don't ever buy into this implied consent. It's a complete lie. Realize that if you don't specifically consent, implied consent is something they make up to say, well, you appeared to have consented, or you didn't disagree, but you didn't know, so that's consent. It's just it's a complete lie that the police are taught, so they're comfortable living in a lie.
Right. So the officer was not in the right. The law doesn't back him up, and nor does the Supreme Court. Okay. And even in the de facto, it does not back him up. So I don't know if you know about the case of Birchfield v. North Dakota, but it was decided June 23rd of 2016. And the reason I'm saying this is because a lot of individuals, like I said, are trying to go back to an 1989 decision. So this covers that the police cannot take warrantless blood draws from unconscious DUI suspects. It also covers that the Supreme Court says that warrantless blood draws in DUI arrests are unconstitutional. In other words, even if you are arrested, they have to have a warrant for a blood draw. On top of that, the Supreme Court also ruled that for drunk driving, suspects require a search warrant. Now, in the Birchfield v. North Dakota, I'm going to quote a little bit of it. It says, because the impact of breath tests on privacy is slight, and I don't necessarily agree with this, all of this, but I'm going to read what it says. Because the impact of breath tests on privacy is slight and the need for BAC testing is great, the Fourth Amendment permits warrantless breath test incident to arrest for drunk driving. Blood tests, however, are significantly more intrusive, and their reasonableness must be judged in light of the availability of the less invasive alternative of a breath test. Respondents have offered no satisfactory justification for demanding the more intrusive alternative without a warrant. In instances where blood tests might be preferable, where substances other than alcohol impair the driver's ability to operate a car safely, or where the subject is unconscious, nothing prevents the police from seeking a warrant or from relying on the exigent circumstances exception if it applies, because breath tests are significantly less intrusive than blood tests, and in most cases amply serve law enforcement interests. Breath test, but not a blood test, may be administered as a search incident to a lawful arrest for drunk driving. No warrant is needed for that situation. Motorists may not criminally be punished for refusing to submit to a blood test based on legally implied consent to submit to them. It is one thing to approve implied consent laws that impose civil penalties and evidentiary consequences on motorists who refuse to comply, but quite another for a state to insist upon an intrusive blood test and then to impose criminal penalties on refusal to submit. There must be a limit to the consequences to which motorists may be deemed to have consented by virtue of a decision to drive on public roads. So there you have it. No, it is not okay. It is not implied consent. It is not constitutional. It is not even legal in the de facto for what that police officer Payne did. And this department, if they didn't know, should have known, because ignorance of the law is no excuse.
Exactly. Chris, what do you think about this implied consent issue?
Sorry about that. I'd muted out. It's classic divide and conquer political, psycho-political warfare. This is exactly they've been doing this forever, whether it's black and white or whites versus the Indians or settlers versus the Indians or, you know, they play the same card, the politics of division and derision, over and over ad infinitum. This is all they have. They have nothing of substance. They put out both sides of the argument to fight between each other and try to claim and associate everybody in America to those groups that they put on the field to oppose one another. It's the false opposition.
Good point. Lori?
And I just wanted to say, you know, with the unconscious part of it, and I really hope there's some officers listening. In this case, I'm going to read a little bit of the background of this case, because even though the person, the individual that the nurse was protecting was not suspected of being under the influence, and he was not suspected of any crime, he was actually the victim of being hit head on because the police were chasing another vehicle. I want to read this because even though it's different, it is so much the same. It says, this was reported in the Pennsylvania Real-Time News, and it says, police cannot legally draw blood from unconscious drunk driving suspects without first getting a search warrant. A divided Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruled on Wednesday that decision was not unanimous. Judge Sally Updike Monday issued a dissenting opinion finding that holders of driver's licenses have already consented to provide blood samples as a condition of receiving a license. There's your implied consent. That was the dissent. Now it says, so she said Philadelphia police properly took blood from DUI suspect Darrell Myers in December of 2012, even though he was unconscious in a hospital at the time. Are we seeing the similarities, everyone? Monday's fellow jurist disagreed in the majority opinion by Justice David Wedge. The implied consent facet of Pennsylvania's driving license statute doesn't stretch far enough to permit blood draws of people who are physically incapable of stating a refusal, Welch found. Myers' encounter with the law occurred when he stumbled out of his SUV on the afternoon of December the 29th, 2012. He smelled of alcohol and a bottle of brandy was on the vehicle's front seat, police said. The cop on the scene feared that Myers was so drunk he needed immediate medical attention. Myers was taken to Einstein Medical Center, where personnel administered a drug that rendered him unconscious. Nevertheless, a police officer who responded to the hospital read the unresponsive Myers a required statement warning him of criminal and civil penalties, in example, losing his license, if he refused to permit a blood draw for intoxication testing. Myers didn't respond to that warning at all. The cop ordered a nurse to take the blood draw. The case made its way to the Supreme Court after Philadelphia County judges and the state Superior Court ruled the police cannot use the blood test results against Myers because he had been incapable of consenting or refusing the blood draw request. The High Court's majority refused to overturn those rulings. White rejected contention by the Philadelphia District Attorney's Office that the state's implied consent law requiring police to read the blood draw statement to DUI suspects doesn't apply to unconscious arrestees. We hold that Myard has an absolute right to refuse chemical testing pursuant to the implied consent statute, that his unconscious state prevented him from making a knowing and conscious choice whether to exercise that right, and that the implied consent statute does not authorize a blood test conducted under such circumstances, White wrote. That applies in every DUI case, he found. White noted the police could have sought a warrant to permit the blood draw if they were able to prove there was an immediate need to secure a sample for testing. Mundy agreed with the DA's position. Quote, because there is no dispute that probable cause for DUI existed in the case and Myers did not revoke his implied consent to a blood draw, I conclude the warrantless blood draw was authorized, unquote, she wrote. I would hold the implied consent statute permits chemical testing without a warrant based on probable cause for DUI, regardless of whether the driver, through no fault of the police, has no opportunity to exercise his or her right of refusal, Mundy found. Now, Mundy obviously did not win in that situation. Mundy is the one who is obviously supporting the unconstitutional actions as the other judges upheld the Fourth Amendment. So here's another question. Let's see if we can have some callers or Chris chime in or Eric chime in. Are DUI laws actually constitutional?
Well, no victim, no crime. You can't get people on pre-crime. Well, you maybe do this in the future because you're that. Look, part of living in a free society is risk. And that's the first thing I tell people. You know, Eisenhower, I believe it was, made a statement to the effect of, if you want perfect security, move into a prison. There you'll have food, medical attention, TV. You'll be safe. You'll be, all your needs will be provided for. The only thing you'll be missing is freedom. So you want to live
here's
in Singapore and have all this police state stuff. That's the problem with the law and order mentality.
Right,
is
but here's my thing.
It's going to always come back to bite you.
Here's my thing too, Eric. And this is just a thought provoking, right? Mm-hmm. If somebody is drunk driving, and let's say they got into an accident and somebody was harmed, there is a quote-unquote victim, if you will.
Yep, then you got recourse.
Does it? But that's not necessarily criminal. That's civil. You should be going to civil court against
sure.
the person who harmed you. It should not be under the criminal.
That's
so
right.
Therefore, no, in reality, it is not constitutional because the civil is already covered when you go against the individual who has harmed you. And that's also biblical because you go
right, and it's
biblically
it's
to the person who has harmed you.
It's the way they used to do things among the people before. And guess who it was that introduced the singular judge tribunal? The Romans. Mm-hmm. And who do we have today? The judicial vicars and the vicar generals running your courts out of Rome.
You know, the old saying.
2 minutes left, folks.
All
two
roads
minutes,
lead
2 minute
to Rome.
Warning. 2 minute warning. That's true. All roads, the old saying, all roads lead to Rome, is still true to this day.
Absolutely.
If Gary and Chris want to have any closing comments, that's great. We got about a minute or a half or 2 minutes left. I want to request that people keep Tom LaCavar in their prayers. I've got letters or emails from several people that said the mail they're sending to Tom is being returned, undeliverable or not deliverable or something. So they're messing with his, they're interfering with his mail, but that doesn't mean you should stop trying. So people, please keep trying. Follow this broadcast over at freedomscreamradio.chattango.com. Post things over there. If you have something interesting, if you've witnessed something in the witch's court, or if you, you know, it doesn't have to be just court-related. Over at courtroomwatch.org, we still have the video of the anomaly on the satellite weather map coming out of Africa, or
yeah,
going to Africa.
Yeah, that
was very interesting. We'll talk about
looked
that
like
again, but I'm still entertaining ideas on that. So want people to keep us updated and join us again tomorrow night on the broadcast. It's Eric, Lori, thank you. Gary, thank you. Chris, thank you. Mike on the board, thank you. You're the man that makes it all happen. I really appreciate Mike and then all our callers and listeners. Thanks again, and we'll see you tomorrow night on the broadcast. This is Eric once again on the RBN Network.
And let's remember, let's always treat others as we want to be treated, and then we wouldn't have these issues that are going on, and there wouldn't be that divide and conquer. So as always, watch your backs, check your facts, Semper Fidelis, and good night.
Thanks, Lori.
Lamp is burning low upon my tabletop. The snow is softly falling. The air is still in the silence of my room. I hear your voice softly calling. If I could only have you near to breathe a sigh or two, I would be happy just to hold the hands I love on this winter night with you.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.